Hello, hello, hello. No, back at it again. Just want to tell everybody good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And I hope you guys are having a good day. Back with another podcast for you. It's going to be about stressful situations, preferably the one that I'm going through right now. Just so you know, you guys have an idea and how to handle your emotions and, you know, how to just keep calm and, you know, some things that you can use and take and, you know, battle against these stressful situations. So I hope you guys enjoy. And, you know, I apologize for the brief interruption by the sponsorship. But, you know, it's just trying to get you guys to start your own podcast and everything. So hope you guys like this podcast. You know, again, I'm sorry for the brief interruption. But after that, you guys will be good to go. All right, hope you guys have a good day. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Wherever you may be. So today, what will I talk about today? I guess stress management and acting upon your emotions and emotions during those situations, I guess. So, you know, I had mediation with my children's mother yesterday. I still want to call her my fiance and my wife. But obviously she does not accept that title and everything else. So, you know, my children's mother, I guess my fiance. I'll just call her my fiance still. Because, you know, you never know. You just never know what will happen. And so, let me hold my keys for a second so these aren't all jangling around all up in here. So, you know, it was a very stressful situation, I guess, you know. I was asking for sole legal custody at first so that I can make all the very important decisions. And then, you know, after I stated that, she cried a little bit and went outside and then came back in. And I kind of felt like it was for dramatics. And so, that's fine. It's whatever, you know. But, you know, there was a lot of statements that I could have said, I could have used to really work with the system and try to have my children fully in my custody, both physical custody and legal custody. So there's two different types of custody: legal, all the important decisions, and everything like that, you know, doctors, school, and everything like that. And then there's joint, physical, so like where they stay with, who they live with, and everything. And so, you know, me being me, I had everything planned out, everything ready to basically go to war with her over this. And when the time came, I guess I was just a little bit too kind-hearted, I guess. And so what I did was I told the mediator that I was willing to do the joint custody, both types, legal and physical. Give me one moment. There we go. Sorry about that. I was putting my keys away so you don't have to hear them jangle. So, you know, me being me, I didn't want to hurt her. I didn't want to do anything like that to her. And so, in the long run, I just told the mediator, like, you know, I'm willing to do the joint legal and joint physical. Very open to it. I just need to know that their vital and secure information is, you know, is locked away, because I have birth certificates and social securities, so she will be able to have access to them and everything. And yeah, so I just ask that she be able to store them without you know, without anybody being able to have access to them. You know, long story short, mom's illegal, some family members are illegal, and I don't want them opening accounts with my children's information. She tries to say, oh, I'm in the medical field and I work with vital information stuff all the time. But yet, she leaves it wide open for anybody to get. She has a briefcase with all this vital information. Leaves it at the bottom of the stairs. You know, so, like, anybody breaks in, they're going to see a briefcase. What are they going to do? Snatch. Swoop. Gone. You know, so, it's just something to think about, you know. So, she says she'll store it in a lockbox, and so be it. Let her store it in the lockbox, you know. Hopefully, she is responsible enough to do so and follow through. But otherwise, you know, that situation was really rough. You know, I'm trying to fix the marriage and everything, and you know, she just flat out told me, like, oh, you know, there's no reconciliation at all happening. Sorry about that. I'm just like seeing little pieces of trash and just bending over and picking them up on my way home. So sorry about that. But yeah, you know, so that kind of hurt me a lot. And you know, she's already talking to somebody else. I see the text messages, you know. We share an account, so I go on the bill, pay it, and I'm like, oh, let me see something. And what do I see? Nothing but one number, consistent text messages, all day, all night long. So what am I supposed to assume? You're talking to somebody already. And that's how it is, you know? And it just sucks, and it really hurts that she'd be willing to do so already, that quick. Like, nothing happened between us. So, you know, how do I put it? It was really heartbreaking, really emotional. Emotional trauma, you know, because I am working on myself, as I told y'all before, therapy and all that type of stuff. And you know, it just really sucks and really hurts that she chose not to work with me, you know, do therapy and other things like that. She's doing her own, but she's not. She had a biased therapist that told her that I wasn't ready for couples counseling, but yet that therapist never reached out to mine to talk to her, talk to my therapist to see how I was doing, what I was doing, and see the place I'm at right now. And so that really hurt, and that really sucked too. And really made me upset as well, so I really didn't like that, but you know, just gotta roll with the punches, you know. And you know, sometimes you kind of just have to bow down sometimes in situations. And in that situation, you know, I just bowed down and gave her peace of mind. And just gave her peace of mind and, you know, respectfully enough, just said, here, you know, let's do 50-50. So I know you'll feel all right. You'll feel safe and everything. And everything will be okay. You feel like I'm not trying to control you or take advantage of you. And so that's what I did. But also, okay, oh, sorry. I'm like debating to walk through some wet grass right now. Get my shoes all wet and filled up with grass and everything. But yeah, so, you know, I bowed down to that situation and I just did what was best, you know, for us and for the kids, you know. And it's just really hard and it sucks a lot because she states like, oh, I want nothing to do with him and, you know, I don't want to do counseling. And then she's like, I don't even want to talk about the relationship and all this other stuff. And it's just like, dang, you know, you just can't talk about one little thing. You know, it's not that hard. You know, just talk to me about our relationship. Tell me why it ended, you know. Really didn't get closure, you know. It sucks, dude. I cried once. You know, other times I just wanted to speak my mind and speak about the relationship and everything. But in the long run, I knew like, oh, this is not for the relationship. This is for the kids. That's why we're here. So I had to keep it all about the kids and everything, and what they need and what they want. So, you know, just did the 50-50, didn't blow up, didn't have any outbursts, you know, didn't cop a tone or any attitude or, you know, just get mean or nasty, you know. But on the other hand, she did get mean and nasty and try to give me tone and everything, and try to just make me come out of character in that stressful situation. But I was truly, finally able to handle my emotions in that situation and just ride it out. Bow down to everything and just ride it out, you know. And it just really hurts and it sucks. Because, you know, we even brought up seeing other people. And I know I said, you know, at least 2 years, you know, for to be around somebody, you know. And then you bring them around your kids. And, you know, she's like, oh, I don't know what those are. She's like, oh, I don't know about that. And da-da-da, you know. And it's just like, well, 2 years, I feel like that's, you know, that's a good amount of time to truly know somebody's character, you know, with everything that's been going on in life, you know, just people, you know, killing their significant other's children, you know, as a stepfather or mother. You know, you have a woman that cut out somebody's baby so she could have it, even though it wasn't hers. And it's just like, you know, little things like that I get worried about, you know. And so we agreed on 20 months. You know, you have to see somebody for 20 months before you bring them around the kids. But in the long run, you have to trust the other person that it's really been 20 months, not knowing if it truly has or not. And so that sucks a lot too. But, you know, it's just, you know, one way to roll with the punches, I guess. Dang, you know, there's a lot of cigarette butts right here. I'm just picking them up like crazy. It's ridiculous. I might have to come back one day and start picking them up too. You know, it's just, there's just so many, and I'm just like trying to use one hand. You know, people, you know, if you see trash, just go pick it up, man. Not that hard. No, picking up trash all the way home. Probably just picked up like 20 cigarette butts right now with my hand. And pretty nasty, you know. Don't know who's been smoking them or anything like that. But still, I just politely just picked them up because, you know, this is our planet, you know. Clean it up. You're going to smoke, you know, put your cigarette butt out, stomp it out, whatever. And then, you know what? Go throw it away. Literally, like a couple feet down the way, there's a trash can at the park. You know, and even if you can't find a trash can around you, you know in the neighborhoods people have the trash cans out. How hard is it just to pick it up and just toss it in the trash can, you know, somebody else's trash can? But back to what I was saying, you know, the 20 months. Yeah, that's fine. You know, that's whatever. I agreed onto it, so that's the most I was getting out of it, and so I can't complain. You know, no worries about a thing, you know. You know, it just also hurts that, you know, she's talking about having her guy friends around, and I asked her, like, please don't leave the kids with your guy friends. You know, if you're gonna run an errand, please take the children. Don't leave them with guys. And she's like, well, like the court said, if it's long, not longer than 3 hours, and I feel the kids are safe and bloody, bloody, blah, then I could leave them with whoever I feel like. And it's just like, damn, dude. Like, certain things have happened to you in the past, and, you know, you ain't gonna take those into account. And then, you know, I just told her, like, take into account of other people's cultures and everything, too, and what they might view as right and wrong. And just, you know, really, really think about it. Because sometimes you might have somebody that doesn't view you know, sex with a 9-year-old wrong. You know, my kids are 3 and 4, but still, you know, like, you just never know. And you never know who's getting with you to hurt your partner. You know, I know some of her friends like her secretly, and I know they don't like me as well. So she says they won't do something to my children to hurt me in the long run, you know. But overall, like, just handling that situation, I felt like I did a great job. I didn't blow up, didn't have any outbursts or anything like that, you know. Stay cool, calm, and collective, and, you know, I did my thing. So I can't complain, I can't argue, I can't fight about it. You know, just hope for the best. So just in the long run, everybody, know that you're not alone with these situations or anything like that. And, you know, shit happens. Just keep your cool. Just keep your cool. You know, take deep breaths. Do all that. And so, as I was saying, you know, just, there was a story about two wolves. One's negative. You know, I said this last time. One's positive. It's just a matter of which wolf you feed. Sorry. And so, you know, in that type of situation, feed your positive wolf. Stay cool, calm, and collected. Easier said than done. But you can do it. You know, if you feel like you have anger issues, you know, hit that anger management up. You know, recently I just got some pills for anger and irritability. And I feel like they really work because I took those before the mediation. And, you know, it was pretty good. You know, I was able to control myself, handle myself, and get a hold of these emotions. And it was fine. So, you know, just know you're not alone. I'm going through some stuff. You know, you can always reach out to me. You know, I'm not a therapist or anything like that, but I will help and I will try, you know, to, you know, just share some insight with you guys, you know. So, just understand you're not alone, not alone at all. You know, just take the deep breaths, you know, just be calm. I might be silly when I say think happy thoughts. Oh, sorry. You know, maybe just think of a person that makes you happy, you know, just think of them. You know, things will possibly change and can change and will change. So, you know, just keep cool, keep calm. You know, keep yourself in check. Otherwise, you know, you're just going to lose. You're going to lose it, you know. And, you know, you will lose a lot more than you realize, like I have. So, everybody, just keep calm, be cool. You know, keep your emotions in check, you know. And just ask yourself, you know, do. And, you know, can I bow down to this situation? You know, it's not. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning doing homework, you know. And it's like 9 o'clock now. I woke up at like 6:30. My alarms go off at 5:45. And then 6:10, 6:20, and so forth until I get up until like 7:40. You know, my alarm. Actually, my alarms go off until about 8. So I know I'm on time taking my daughter to school. But, you know, just keep your emotions in check, you know. Take them one step at a time. And if you find yourself in that situation, you know, and it's just getting heated, you know, be quiet. Take it all in. And then write down. Just write it down, dude. Just write it down. Or female person, you know, just write it down. And, say you kind of have like short-term memory loss, lightweight, or kind of, you know, write things down in the situation. Tell the person, like, you know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but, you know, I want to get your perspective on things, and I want to remember it, and, you know, I just want to write this down so I know and remember. You know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I just want to know and remember these things. So everybody, you know, keep cool. Have a good day. Have a good morning, have a good evening, have a good night, have a good day. You know, I will see you later today. I will see you tomorrow. I don't know which, but you guys enjoy your day. Keep calm, cool, collective. Write down your thoughts and emotions in bad situations. Write down the emotions and thoughts of other people so you can remember them, you know, and just give them a warning though, just in case, you know, just give them a warning. And even if you can't, you know, just tell them like, I've tried to work on myself. And, you know, possibly write them a letter, you know, just write a letter to them explaining everything that's gone through your life and how you've reached the point where you are today with your emotions and how you handle them and everything. And hopefully they might understand. Hopefully. I wrote a 13 page to my fiance and my ex-fiance. And, you know, I don't know if she ever, you know, it was open, but I don't know if she ever read it. So, just think about it, you guys. Really, just think about it. You know, just find different ways to cope and get through the things. And remember, you know, when you bow down to a situation so everything can be cool and copacetic and calm, it's not you being a sissy lala. It's not you being owned by somebody. It's you doing what's right for yourself and the situation so you can move past it and possibly come back to it at a later, better time in life. Otherwise, you know, I hope everybody has a good day, a good morning. Let me start off. Hope everybody has a good morning, good day, good evening, and good night.
Sorry.
I will see you guys later. I will see you tomorrow. I'll see you later tomorrow or today. So, you guys have a good one. Thank you again for listening. You know, like, comment, share, whatever you can on here. You know, just help me out a little bit. I'm just trying to spread the word out and help people out as well. But you guys have a good one. Again, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart and bottom of my soul that you guys take your time to listen to these podcasts. I know sometimes I just ramble on, you know, but, you know, I hope that one day my words can help somebody and affect them in a positive way. And I don't know, maybe change their life or even just change the situation and the outcome of a situation that they're in. So that would be very awesome and just so grateful. And just, it brings so much heart and joy to me and my soul knowing that with all the mistakes I've done in life, that I could actually make some positive out of my life as well. So again, I thank you for following all the way through and listening to a podcast. And, you know, I apologize about the sponsorship in the beginning. Just want you guys to listen to it, you know, possibly start your own podcast and everything. But otherwise, no, I hope you guys have a good morning, a good evening, good morning, good afternoon, a good evening, and a good night as well. And overall, hope you guys have a great day. Have a blessed day. You know, again, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. You know, I appreciate it very much.